From establishing drone bases to training African troops, the U.S. has expanded its security relationship with Africa in recent years. The aim is to help African governments combat extremist groups like Boko Haram in Nigeria, Al-Shabaab in East Africa, and militants in the Sahel. This summit's focus is trade and investment to forge what President Barack Obama sees as a new relationship with Africa. In announcing pledges by U.S. companies to invest $14 billion in Africa, Mr. Obama said security is essential to prosperity.
We're going to have to talk about security and peace because the future belongs to those who build, not those who destroy. And it's very hard to attract business investment, and it's very hard to build infrastructure, and it's very hard to sustain entrepreneurship in the midst of conflict.
The U.S. military established its Africa Command in 2007, but based it at a distance in Germany. The command has overseen operations to assist African militaries in transporting troops, reconnaissance, and intelligence sharing. There are big reasons why the U.S. needs to speed up efforts to engage more with the continent, beyond providing low-key military cooperation and aid. Analyst Michael Rubin.
Certainly the small footprint strategy has worked. That said, we need to remember that while China does $200 billion worth of trade with Africa each year, the United States only does half of that. So as the United States becomes much more involved in the region, ultimately many African countries are going to look for an American backing which isn't simply diplomatic but goes into economic and military as well.
For decades, U.S. administrations have spoken of the need to help lift Africa's people out of poverty and talked about the continent's importance. Now that Africa is home to more emerging democracies and 6 of the 10 fastest-growing economies in the world, President Obama hopes to show that the United States is serious about partnering with the region. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.
It does not always agree on much these days. There is broad bipartisan agreement that a secure